This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Port Townsend and vicinity on Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. This past weekend was, at long last, the return of the Wooden Boat Festival to Port Townsend. As I roamed the grounds of the festival, I was really impressed by the level of organization and the dedication of staff and volunteers who made it all happen. I was curious about the numbers, so I spoke with WBF Volunteer Coordinator Angela Hewitson and the director of the festival, Barb Traylor.
My name is Angela Hewitson.
And you are?
I am the Public Engagement Manager at the Northwest Maritime Center, Volunteer Coordinator at the Wooden Boat Festival. I think right now we are a little under 530 volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many months or weeks does it take to get all those volunteers involved and up to speed?
I do start a lot of our recruitment in the spring, in March and April, to really start getting a sense for who would like to be involved in our leadership. We have almost 50 volunteer captains that dedicate up to 500 hours every year just to be a part of this and make this happen. And then I have over 1,200 volunteer shifts that go live to the public on our website starting mid-July. So the week of the festival, we started on the Tuesday before, mm-hmm. and it's a seven-day, full-day, a full-week operation from set up to tear down. So the days of the festival being Friday, Saturday, Sundays when we're fully operational, but all the setup will start as early as Tuesday, and then we'll break down, we'll hopefully, knock on wood, end by the end of Tuesday. So
by the end of Tuesday?
Yes.
Because they're going to take apart the jetty starting Wednesday, right?
Correct. So Sunday was when the teardown starts, but then every single thing, this whole thing has to disappear, including every cigarette butt that you find on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it's like magic. It's like we were never here.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, of course.
What's your name?
I'm Barb Traylor.
And you're the
festival director.
How many people would you say were here this weekend?
About 9,000.
9,000 people came to see us here in Port Townsend. How many vendors?
About 60.
And how many boats?
225.
225 boats? How much time will it take to finish taking all this down?
I'll be done by tomorrow night.
Amazing. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
The Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting was yesterday, and both Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bent spoke during the public health briefing. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID case rate is 324 per 100,000. No one is currently hospitalized. Only 51 new cases were added this week, for a total of 5,699 cases. Jefferson County's total count of COVID-19-related deaths is still 31. In Clallam County, the two-week COVID case rate is 241 per 100,000, just 39 new cases this week, for a total of 15,449 cases since the pandemic began. One person is hospitalized at this time. 124 people have died in Clallam County. Two more deaths were reported over the weekend. There are now Omicron-specific booster shots available, and Dr. Berry is recommending anyone over the age of 65 to get one. Last evening, there was a joint meeting of the Port Townsend City Council, the Port Commission, and the PUD Commission to hear a presentation of the full scope of the preferred option for the Sims Gateway and Port Boatyard Expansion Project. After discussion and comment from both the public and officials present, the officials of all three agencies voted to approve a draft Memorandum of Understanding unanimously, which is now the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. The preferred alternative developed by the Stakeholder Committee and recommended by the City's Parks, Recreation, Trees, and Trails Advisory Board, PERTAB, incorporates the following key features: expansion of the Port Townsend Boatyard to the port's north property line, removal of the poplar trees on the south side of Sims Way adjacent to the boatyard, placing the 115 kilovolt electrical transmission power lines underground, replacing the existing substandard power supply to the boatyard, replanting the right-of-way adjacent to the boatyard with appropriate street trees and shrubs, and over time, thinning and replacing the poplars on the north side of Sims Way, the south side of Ka Tai Nature Park. Separate and distinct from the project scope described in the MOU, but also included in the MOU, the parties understand and acknowledge the PUD's need to undertake near-term steps to ensure safe and reliable electrical power to the community that may involve the trimming or removal of selected poplar trees consistent with its statutory and regulatory authority, which means some trees will be trimmed and/or removed this fall before the storm season begins. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.